We're ready.
Okay, I was in a public speaking class here at California College of Arts and Crafts, it was called at that time. And a student sitting next to me, I told him that I was kind of shy about getting up in front of people talking, especially in high school. I would shake with a paper if I had to read, you know, and I thought, I've got to do something about this if I'm going to teach. And he said, you know, we need somebody to start a little program here. Maybe we've got a record player, and we could set it up in the little booth, which I think was that booth right there.
Do you remember what that building was called?
I couldn't tell you for the life of me now, no. But there was a little building, two-story building, and it had a little box out in front, so I put a little message on there to drop in their little favorite things that they wanted to hear. I went to a record store in Oakland, and I got two records a week, not LPs, but little 45s in those days, which were popular. Every week I got two 45 records. And so I played the records on campus while the kids played volleyball. And I became the DJ.
Yeah.
And so it was kind of fun.
Can you describe a little bit about this like sports setup? Because it's no longer here.
No, now, I know.
That's the parking lot and the sculpture building.
Well, actually, that's where it was, located. Well, actually, this court here, in fact, was just mainly for, well, they played basketball, I know a little bit, but they played volleyball a lot when I was here at that time. And the lunch area was kind of off to the side over here. So it was a good place to play music. And later on in my, as it was my junior year, I think it was, I became vice president of the student body, and they had the costume ball, it was called. So the costume ball was usually held off campus much of the time, but we decided this year that they were going to have it on campus. So we took this area here, and we got some rafts, old rafts, naval rafts, put canvas in them, put water in them so it looked like little water things. Along the way, took down the fence and opened it all up, and the dance was held up in the Treadwell Hall, I believe it was called, that time upstairs, but they could also dance down below, which was nice.
And were you the DJ of the ball, too?
No, but I did do DJ work. No, we had an actual band that came out, and but I used to play, used to have a little dance area, in fact, in the Student Union, which was under the building there. It was a little area where you could dance, and I used to play music there. So
by Mackie Hall, is that where that was?
Yeah, right down below Mackie Hall.
Right below where the weaving studio was.
Yeah, way down in the basement area. Yeah. So that's about all I can tell you. But I'll say this, it's kind of nice to save. I'm sure that's a little office there that I worked out of, because there's a building.
Oh, that's so neat.
Thank you so much, the power of images.
Yeah.